Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Thursday, and you know what that means. That means it is Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and beyond. Of course, that was Anthony Hamilton, 2003 classic from the album, I think, Cornbread, Fish, and Collard Greens. Of course, that is coming from where I'm from. You know, Anthony got a little money, and that beard got a little cleaner. Just saying. But I love that song. It was something about that whole album. It was a press play album. I mean, there was a song called, oh God, I'm Messed Up. It's just an amazing song, amazing album. Of course, Charlene and a lot of, I gotta go to, I got to check back here because I got to, you know, CDs. I'm still in CDs. I know I have to put it in the computer, and I know I got terabytes of music at least. But I still kind of keep the CDs, you know, close by. You know, it's kind of like those folks that still have cassette tapes. But, that you know, that's just me. That's just me. But, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for supporting the show. For those who are just tuning in, thank you. Thank you for supporting. And come back and stay for a little while, because also I want to mention that for those who are on Facebook, make sure you tell a friend to follow us, Solar Records Radio, on the Facebook page. Like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also, want to remind you, you can go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com. You want to get some cool merchandise. We got shirts, mugs. He's ordering a shirt for me. I told him a 3XL. But, you know, I'm kind of in the middle of my weight loss. So, you know, well, that's what I'm saying to myself. You know, in my head, I'm losing weight. But I told him, I said, 3X just to be safe. You know, I lose the weight. It's a little baggy for me. So, you know, whatever I can do to kind of be honest with myself, you know. But, no, I love the fact that, you know, I like baggy clothes. And even when I was smaller, I had like a, you know, I had a size bigger than what I usually wore. Like, I would wear a large, and I would get an extra large and maybe a 2XL just in case if I was stunting, you know. Because back then, you know, like the early mid-late 90s, I mean, it was all about baggy clothes, man. Now it's about skinny jeans, which I cannot wear, you know. Now, there are some pants that I try to put on that may seem like skinny jeans, but they're not, quote-unquote, skinny jeans. My fat hind parts is just in the pants. So it is what it is. So anyway, got music on the way. We got Ashford and Simpson on the way. We got some Glenn Jones on the way. And we got some Alexander O'Neill on the way. But, you know, let's keep it 90s, man. We had 2003. I want to give you some classic 90s. From the summer of 1996, I want to start off with a classic Bad Boy remix, Miss Gina Thompson, featuring Missy Elliott, The Things You Do. Guys, keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio.
Running to you, baby. there. How dare he make the remix so deadly? Shazam, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. I'm running to you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly things that you do. Ooh, you dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running from the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro with me, and you can roll. Oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
That's right.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from Johnny Gill. Yes, Johnny Gill from his, I want to say double platinum album. Of course, that was his third album, the one with My on it from 1998. It was Wrap My Body Tight. Before that, from 1993, was Shantae Savage, Bet You'll Never Find. Great club hit from 93. He had like four versions of that song. But of course, you know, you guys remember Shantae Savage a few years later did like this slow remake of I Will Survive. And man, it would top the charts too. So shout out to Shantae Savage doing her thing. She's still out there on the road performing and whatnot. Hopefully you can probably get her on the show. You never know. And of course, started off the block, Gina Thompson, 1996, The Things You Do, the remix featuring Missy Elliott. You know, back then, Missy Elliott, you know, she was rapping and she used to do that hee-hee-how, and then she used to dress up all these crazy clothes and do like this crazy robot thing that she used to do. It was hilarious. Good times. Good times. Got an hour and 37 minutes of the show left, so thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. We're going to go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to take you guys all the way back. I'm going to slow it down. I feel like I want to slow it down for you, man. Give you classic from 1979, 1980. Of course, this is music from the Osley Brothers. The name of the song is called Don't Say Goodnight. It's time for love. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Hey, baby, don't that life is for the living. So let's live it, baby, yeah. Most of the people say that love is for the giving. So let me love you, girl, yeah. And I gotta have your love. And hey, baby, don't you ever say goodnight. Oh, when you know I gotta have your love. Ooh, baby.
Thank you.
electric paradise within my life with you. Heaven opened up its gates and peace of mind came shining through. You smiled at me when the world was unkind. I finally able to unwind. I found an angel. With no regret, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn down. You brought me out of this lost and found. I found an angel, yes, yes, an angel. I found my angel.
You're an angel in my eyes.
I found my angel.
That is music from the lovely Miss Angela Winbush, excuse me, Angela Winbush from the Sharp album from 1987. Of course, that is Angel. Before that, I had to hook up a little Mary J. Blige, the Quiet Storm remix, 1997 classic, of course, You Are My Everything. As a matter of fact, that remix was played very limited on radio stations across the nation. I think a couple of radio stations, I think in Chicago and L.A., played that version, but it was like a maxi single. If you guys remember, you know, they had those long maxi singles. And on the other side, you know, You Are Everything, the regular radio edit. And then on the other side, you had, I think you had a, I forgot, I think you had the, it was like a D-Nice version of You Are My Everything, you know, My Name is D-Nice, kind of something like that in that. And then it has this Quiet Storm remix. A lot of people played the Quiet Storm remix because, you know, hey, that was a jam. You know, a lot of folks say that was better than her radio version. But, you know, that's up for debate. Of course, started off the block from the album Go All the Way from 1980, Isley Brothers, Don't Say Goodnight, It's Time for Love. And going back to the Angela Winbush song I just played, of course, Angel, that was right around the time she, you know, she broke off with, of course, Renee Moore from Renee and Angela. Of course, they were the duo. And she actually kind of hooked up. And later on, hooked up, she got with Ron Isley. And, of course, she produced the Smooth Sailing album from the Isley Brothers in 1987. I mean, and, of course, did a remix. If you guys remember that album, of course, with Smooth Sailing, they did a version of Renee and Angela's Come My Way. And, of course, Renee and Angela did it on their, I think, Wall to Wall album, I think 6 years earlier. So, I mean, it was a great, great album, great version. Both versions are amazing. Of course, I always go back to the Renee and Angela version. But, yeah, they kind of hooked up. And, you know, at that time, a lot of people felt, you know, women can't produce. And, you know, women producers, ha, 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 you know. But Angela held her own. She played pretty much most of the instruments. You know, Renee did his thing on bass. And, you know, and, of course, she kind of branched off and started just doing things and learning how to play all of the instruments on her own. And then she started started producing, and of course that Smooth Sailing album, and then the album I think they did a couple of years later on Isley Brothers with Spend the Night, which of course Angela Winbush written all over that song. So that dynamic, you know, as far as just the respect for a lot of, you know, women producers, which there was very at the time was very scarce. You didn't really hear about a lot of women, you know, playing all of the instruments on a song and producing and writing and things like that. Of course, you may have, you know, Diane Warren, that was a great writer, and, you know, a few others that, you know, I might can't really name off the top of my head, but to produce and play every instrument and do what she did, amazing. Just an amazing, and just a cutie pie, too. Still beautiful. To this day, of course, Miss Angela Winbush, shout out to her. She's still out there doing shows, and had a little scare, you know, had a cancer scare, and but she's full recovery. I think she's in a remission, and she's still out there doing shows. So God bless her, and I'm hoping to see her again because she came to Little Rock probably back around 2012, 2013, and I got a chance to see her perform. And Kid in the Candy Store, that's just me. I'm just that type of person. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every week, 8 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And hopefully you might be learning something. You know, I say that, I don't say that with vanity. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people might learn something. Just keeping it real, you know. But anyway, keeping the music going. We'll get back to the music from 1994. Guys, you guys hear this in the background. This is music from Soul For Real. Of course, this was their hit, Candy Rain. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Have you ever loved someone so much you thought? Bad Boy 98. Total. Kima. Keisha. Pam. Missy. Talk to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad boy. On my sound night. Check one. Bad boy. On my sound night. Check two. P-U-F-F. I'ma make them go down. Make you stay. Who that? I'm total bitch. Bad. Keisha. And Pam. Oh, shit. Goddamn. She's cramming. Oh, slamming.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from Ashford and Simpson, 1979 classic. It Seems to Hang On. Before that, gave you a little 90s flavor, Bad Boy, of course. You heard Puffy, you know, Puffy remixed everything, and he'd always say Bad Boy remixed Puffy. He wouldn't say Puffy as Puff Daddy or whatever. What was his name, P. Diddy? He didn't change that to like 2000, 2001. But anyway, that's a total Trippin', of course, from 1998, of course, started off the block, 1994, Soul for Real, of course, their first hit, and of course, blew them up, the Dalrymple Brothers, straight out of New York City. Actually, I think they're from New Jersey. I take that back. I think they're from New Jersey, but still out there doing music. Lil Jason, of course, the lead singer at the time was 13 years old. Can't get that high no more, bro. But, you know, it's a great, you know, you get older and you can't, you know, you can't really get that high pitch anymore. And you got to go down like a different key, you know, but it's still sound. That brother still sound great. Shout out to them. Soul for Real still doing that thing. Of course, Total, going towards back, you know, going back to Total. Big from the Akima, Keisha, and Pam album. You know, back then you hear that little Timberland, you know, in the late 90s, 97, 98, it was real big. That little Timberland, those little drum beats, and, you know, when people start dancing, they start kind of doing like this robotish type move, and, you know, Missy Elliott was doing it, and, you know, those was big. Timberland was like a huge... A big, you know, it was a big thing back then, especially in the late 90s, of course, with Genuine, and of course, I think he did some stuff for Aaliyah and Magoo, you know. I don't know, did he ever have an album out, Magoo? But I think he did some things with Usher, and so Timbaland was, like, really sought after, especially, like I said, around 97, 98. So, I mean, and of course, Genuine. Of course, the album he did, you know, with Pony, and, I mean, I'll Do Anything, I'm Sorry. One of my favorite songs from him, period, you know, kind of have that little. Of course, the sample is Visions from Stevie Wonder's 1973, I think, Inner Visions album. And he used that I'll Do Anything, I'm Sorry, but you can still hear that little Timbaland drum tap and beat. And it's all, again, it worked for a slow jam like that, a medium tempo to slow jam, something like that. I have to listen to it and kind of close my eyes and meditate on it. So it's just one of them things. We got about 59 minutes left in the show. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Doing it solo, you never know. My partner might call in. He's a little under the weather, of course. You can check out his show. I call it his afternoon drive, of course, a Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., of course, he is resting, drinking some orange juice and some emergency. So hopefully he's getting his rest. You never know. He might call in and hang out with me. But, you know, I told him, like, look, get your rest, bro. He said, I want to call in. You know, I'm trying to do his voice, but I can't really do it. But I'm trying. Give me credit for that, you know. But it's all good. Let's keep this music going, man. I am still in awe that we were able to have her on the show a couple of years back. Of course, big fan, grew up on her music. That person I'm talking about, you hear it in the background from her. This is Niecy album, 1976. Of course, this is Miss Denise Williams, 'Cause You Love Me, Baby. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, John Fleming, music from the lovely Miss Melba Moore from 1983, of course, her album Never Say Never. That was Living for Your Love, produced by Paul Lawrence. Of course, he's a friend of the show. Look, Kashif and Paul Lawrence doing their thing on that album. Of course, rest in peace, Kashif. Paul Lawrence is a friend of the show. Got to have him back on. Of course, that is, again, Melba Moore, Living for Your Love. Before that, gave you a little Minneapolis, little sounds of Minneapolis, music from Alexander O'Neill from 1985, A Broken Heart Can Mend, and of course started off the block from the This Is Niecy album, 1976 classic, Cause You Love Me Baby. Going back to Alexander O'Neill, was going to be the lead singer of the group The Time, and he got fired. Prince actually fired him because I guess he asked for more money. I don't know how the story goes. We had Jelly Bean Johnson on the show a couple of months back, and I forgot to kind of ask him the odds and ends. Didn't want to get too much into tea because, you know, I'm not trying to be all messy. Just me, you know. But, no, he was going to be a lead singer of the group at the time, and Morris Day was going to play drums. And they actually ended up firing, Prince actually ended up firing Alexander O'Neill. And, of course, I wanted Morris to lead, and Morris was like, hey, no, you know, I'm a drummer. I want to play the drums, you know, because he wanted to play with the Revolution. But, of course, Bobby Z was doing his thing. He's like, look, I already got a drummer, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, but I tell you what, you can be in this group The Time. And, you know, after Alexander O'Neill, you know, was fired, of course, the rest is history. Morris came. Jelly Bean was on the drums doing what he did. And, of course, The Time went on to just become just these mega, mega artists I grew up listening to and loving. But, you know, behind the scenes stuff, it's an amazing story. As a matter of fact, I read Morris Day's book. Forgot the name of it. That's been top of my head. I read it a couple of years ago, and it was kind of a perspective that Prince was talking to him and kind of making this conversation. He's having this conversation with Prince in the afterlife. Of course, Prince, you know, no longer being, you know, physically with us. He's kind of speaking as Prince and what Prince would say. And it's these deep conversations, man. And it's almost, you know, it's like, wow, this is just amazing. Of course, they had their ups and downs. They had kind of a love-hate relationship. But at the end of the day, Morris considered him a brother, you know, despite all of their differences and Prince wanting to keeping them from using their name, The Time, and all of these things that was going on, you know, in the 90s and into the 2000s. As a matter of fact, the album The Time did, well, they called them the Original Seven, and they had an album called Condensate, which I bought, great album. Didn't really get the promotion that it should have been getting because a lot of people just didn't know, oh, who are the Original Seven? So I'm thinking, I think Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis kind of said the reason why it didn't really blow up the way it should have was because it was confusing a lot of people. So, but it was a great album nonetheless. I mean, song Condensate, I think Trending was a great song. I mean, just had that old time flavor. I mean, all of the original members, you know, including Jesse Johnson, you know, shout out to Jesse Johnson. Anyway, just a little tidbit, you know, that, you know, off the top of my dome. We got about another 41 minutes left in the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to, if you're on Facebook, check out Solar Records Radio, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Of course, we are closing in on 2,000 people. 2,000 people. Just, wow. It's amazing. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. One of the songs that I want to play, of course, you know, growing up being a hip-hop kid and, you know, all the movies, those hip-hop movies like The Wild Style and The Crush Groove, you know, of course, Breakin' was considered, quote-unquote, more mainstream. So you couldn't deny the music. I mean, you just couldn't deny, you know, the impact that, you know, especially the soundtrack had on a lot of kids. And, you know, me being, you know, 10 years old at the time, I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. So, again, a lot of people kind of say, well, that's not a hip-hop movie. And, you know, whatever the purists or, you know, and whatever valid arguments that they may have, whatever, you know, you listen to it and you be like, but I'm not taking it away. I'm not taking away the fact that I loved it. And again, that's a conversation to have on another date as far as, you know, the odds and ends of this movie and was it Wild Style status, was it Crush Groove status and all of that. But it is what it is. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Of course, Miss Chaka Khan, from that album, from the Breaking album. It's called Ain't Nobody. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'm not afraid to And that's when my senses get in the way. Of love.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts hanging out with me. Of course, I didn't introduce the brother yet, but I got to introduce him because, actually, let me do the recap right quick. Of course, that was music from the lovely Dionne Warwick from 1979. Of course, that is Deja Vu. Before that, from the album The Night I Fell in Love, of course, Mr. Luther Vandross, the late, great Luther Vandross. Again, from 1985, My Sensitivity Gets in the Way, and of course, started off the block from 1983. Also, on the Breaking soundtrack, 1984, of course, that is Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring in my partner, of course. He's a little under the weather, but I'm glad you kind of, I told you, man, get your rest. But no, you want to hang out, and, you know, I can't be mad at that, but I want you to be safe. I want you to get your, drink your emergency, drink your juice, and all that good stuff. Got Wardell Potts hanging out. What's up, man?
What's going on, my brother? How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm in the jacuzzi on a Throwback Thursday night.
Man, what did you think of that? What did you think of that Dionne Warwick, man? I love, that's like one of my favorites from her. That is
mine
so
too.
Smooth, man.
It
that
really
is a smooth
is,
song.
Is. Yes, yes.
Man, I've been trying to hold it down. For. Go ahead.
You're doing a great job at that, that's for sure. Dionne Warwick,
it,
wow.
I
love me some Dionne Warwick. Oof, man. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just said I love it. I was just going to repeat what you said. What was you going to say? We have a little delay, guys, so you have to excuse us.
Yeah, we got a 5-second delay. Do you know of any old school artists like that are doing recordings anymore?
Oh, man. You know, I'm sure there are. You know, as a matter of fact, Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, they were in town last weekend. I think Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills. And I didn't even know about it. It was too late by the time I found out. I'm seeing some of my friends post, Patti's doing this. I'm like, did they go to Memphis? No, they're in town. Like, oh, snap, how come nobody told me? But that's
live performancing. I'm just wondering if they're recording any music anymore, or they do.
That's what I was getting to because they were talking about them. They had mentioned something about new music that they were going to record. So I don't know. I don't know the details or the gist of that, but I think there are some that, of course, they're not on major labels anymore or anything like that. They'll just go ahead and just distribute out independently. But as far as right now, I don't really know anyone, those older artists that are vintage artists that are making music right now. I'm sure they're still making music, but as far as to be released, I have no idea.
Hold on, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
No, I was just saying, as far as new releases, I'm sure they're making music every day, but as far as anything just to be released as a single or on an independent distributed label or whatever, I have no idea. I wish I knew, but, who would you look forward to having new music out as far as, like, that old school artist that you like?
Well, I would like
Dynasty.
Of course. But Earth, Wind and Fire, that would be awesome if they came out with something like they did back in the day. It would be great to hear something from them. And then just like what's his name from the Gap Band, if the Gap Band could go back and do a song, I like to hear the Whispers do an up-tempo jam. I think Chaka Khan and Patti LaBelle could get together and do a duet. Get together and do a duet.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. So it's quite a few I could pull together, of the old school artists. Because they are out there doing live shows, and I'm just thinking they maybe need to throw an original song into one of their live shows, record it,
Definitely. As a matter of fact, the Isley Brothers released their new album, I think Make Me Say It Again, which they remade their own song, but they have Beyonce on it. I mean, it's a great version. You always go back to the original, but I mean, Beyonce did it justice. So I give it up for that. Not just the biggest Beehive fan or whatever, but I think she represented on the song, and of course the Isley Brothers, Ernie Isley on the guitar. There's no other comparison to what that brother does. On the guitar and whatnot. So just an amazing, I am glad that the Isley Brothers, I'm getting a lot of mixed reviews on it per se, but nonetheless, I'm glad they're still out there doing, I think what, Ron Isley is what, almost in his 80s or he's 80 years old now. Just still out there.
Wow.
Pulling 20 year olds if he wanted to.
Just want to know, did you put the show in on our page, on the Solar Records Radio page?
I did. I tagged you.
No, the Solar Records Radio page.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sure did.
Okay.
He's like, I can't find it. It's there.
Yeah, no, it's my phone. It's acting weird. So I'm trying to do it through my phone, and it's just the Wi-Fi is just lame. Hey, Eddie, I didn't know Eddie was here. What are you doing?
Stop it.
You can't help yourself.
Well,
you can't help yourself.
I got a question, and I know it's a little random. I hear these stories, when I lived in L.A. for a couple of years and whatnot. And, when you get to know of, like, a lot of areas, like the Crenshaw area and Leimert Park and places like that and Santa Monica, you got a chance to kind of just be all around L.A., whether I took the bus or I drove. I've heard there's this place, it was a bar and grill, and used to be like this area called Maverick's Flat. And I keep hearing these stories about this amazing place. And I just wanted to ask you, have you ever performed there?
At Maverick's Flat?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never performed there, but, you know, everybody else has. Don't forget, I was from Philly. So right before I got to California in 79, I mean, they were doing all this stuff in the 70s, the earlier part of the 70s, up to around 78. So when I came, everybody was kind of going their own ways and different ways. And so, and then all of a sudden, Solar thing took off. And so it just, you know, it was hard for them to, like Lakeside was always there performing. You know, they couldn't mm-hmm. do that no more once they got signed. You know, I know the Whispers would show up over there too periodically. But once everybody got signed, I know Howard Hewitt would show up over there a lot as well. So, you know, but once everybody got signed, they weren't there anymore. So it was just a different ball game. But yeah, it's just so many amazing stories about that place. I've been there several times, but I never performed there.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hear these amazing stories about Maverick's Flat and of course it was, you know, the Crenshaw District, of course, just known for a lot of great black businesses. You know, it's not even about, you know, people kind of sullied the name of Crenshaw because of, you know, the gang violence and things like that. But there was a rich history in that area, and me able to be out there at the time, absorb the culture out there. I mean, it's one of the reasons I do miss L.A. Don't miss the cost of living, but I do miss living out there and everything. But yeah, man, we got to get Howard back on and just talk about just the mystique of Maverick's Flat, because I've always hear these great, amazing stories of you know, I think Confunction and I think, you like you said, Howard Hewitt and Lakeside.
Linda Carrier used to hang out up there.
Really?
Linda, yeah.
Oh, Linda. I know, right? she's probably looking at vegan recipes right now or something. So
She was in the group, one of his groups, Mavericks, one of their groups. Daniels, I can't think of his first name, but Daniels had a group, a singing group, and he's the one that owned, John Daniels, I think it was, and he owned Maverick's Flat, and Linda was, and Nydra were in that group, and they traveled around the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, John Daniels, yeah.
Gotta have Linda back on the show, man. She's a book of knowledge, a library of knowledge, man. And of course you too, because we get to hear that knowledge every Friday, definitely, because we celebrate the legacy of Solar Records from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, you never know who's gonna call in tomorrow. So I'm gonna tune in and hang out with them. And, you know, if I get a little time, if I'm not on the road doing what I do, but I love tuning in on Fridays because you never know who's going to call the show from Solar Label and just, you know, just have a conversation, not even interviews, it's just these conversations. So, well, anyway, we got about 14 minutes.
Know.
Oh, you don't? No, we don't. We don't. And
right.
The beauty of it, again, we talked about it when, you know, JoJo and Tanya, right? We was on the show, the other day. We talked about, you know, how organic.
Tiffany.
You know, Tiffany. I'm sorry.
Tiffany.
Yeah. Yes, Tiffany. Having the organic, how the shows are when you're just having these conversations. So, I'm sorry. Shout out to Tiffany. I don't know why I'm thinking about Tanya. I know the name Tiffany, but it just came out Tanya. So I apologize. Charges to my head, not my heart. We got about, 13 minutes left of the show. Again, it looks like we're going to, I guess, kind of wrap it up. Do you have a block that you want to play out, or you just want me to kind of close it out.
Yeah, close it out. Yeah, so thank you, though. Thank you, thank you. And I want to thank
you. Yeah, I did mention it. Go ahead.
Go ahead? Okay.
Go ahead.
You mentioned the show tomorrow?
Yeah, I did. And I want you to go ahead and just repeat it.
Okay, so tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio, Don Fleming Wardell Potts Jr. hosting Celebrate the Sound of Los Angeles Records. So come hang out with us as we go down memory lane there from the late 70s to the mid 80s. We'll be playing jams from the stuff that Leon Silvers did all the way up to the stuff that Babyface, L.A. and Babyface did. So please come hang out with us. We're going to have a good time.
Man, again, because you never know who's going to call and hang out. And I love the fact that, you know, you had Stephen Shockley on one. As a matter of fact, I was in another town. Actually, I was about 40 minutes away from my home or whatever, out and about. And I just happened to tune in. And, oh, my God, you got Stephen Shockley on. And y'all just out there, you know, you guys are just shooting the breeze. And, this is the perks of having, you know, you as a friend, of course, a partner on the show and whatnot. You got a Rolodex of stars I grew up with. So I get in fanboy mode every time I talk to him. So, it's a great experience.
The leader of Lakeside. So you got to, you know, for those that might not know who Steve Shockley is, he wrote And the Beat Goes On for The Whispers with Leon Silvers and William Shelby. And so, and he played on a lot of the records with Dynasty, the Throwdown Brothers, for The Whispers and Shalimar, Dynasty. We didn't play on anything for Lakeside. They had their own dynamic band. But we had a good time doing the other stuff for, you know, Carrie Lucas, Shalimar, The Whispers, and Dynasty, obviously. So, but anyway, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Of course, yeah, the leader of the group, Lakeside, can't leave that out. Man, let's go ahead and close it out, man, with a classic In Vogue from 1992 from the Funky Divas album. Of course, for Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Make sure you stay safe. Stay warm because it's going to be chilly outside and everything. So make sure that heat is on. Give it up, turn it loose, Wardell. We'll see you guys. See you guys later, Wardell. See you tomorrow, bro.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one, guys. Good night.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
That holds and prays for every day.